Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you asked for it. You got it. And even if you didn't, we're here. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's Nick. We're here till 4. The Usual Suspects back in and ready to go on a Monday afternoon. Cloudy. Dreary.
Dreary is a good word.
What better things do you have to do with your time than
although dreary dreary needs rain with it, right?
It's coming.
Yeah. This is just cloudy, but I guess dreary, it would also have to be some wetness to it.
It's a little moist.
Yeah.
There were sprinkles in Sugarland.
Yeah, I got a little rain coming in.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised because I spent all day yesterday fertilizing the yard and aerating and all that. So good times to be had with this rain coming in. Perfect
timing.
Good
time for you to get it in after all that.
Yeah.
I washed my car.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to rain pretty quickly.
So I woke up this morning at 5:30. Actually, my wife woke me up. And the reason she woke me up is because there was a snake wrapped around my front door. So my front door has, it's got glass. It's mostly glass, but in the glass is this, you know, just like a metal design all over on the front. Almost like an iron gate, I guess. I don't know, but it's within the glass itself. And this snake was probably 5 feet, maybe 6 feet. But it had wrapped itself around the iron and was just chilling.
So it's separate, right? It's like the iron is separate from the glass?
No. So the glass opens inward. It's like it is a big fancy door. It's like, oh, it's got like,
I used your word. It's fancy.
Yeah. It's like, it's a double door and it's like got a big arch on it.
Okay.
And there's most of it is glass and that glass opens inside almost like a second door, but it's attached.
Like a storm door. Almost,
yeah. Right? But on the outside, it's just this iron decoration all over the cutout where the glass is. So it was able to just get up there and rest. And I think it does that because like frogs and stuff get on there at night. But my wife comes in at like 5:30 in the morning. She's like, oh my God. She wakes me up. She's like, you need to come see this. There's a snake on the door. And I was like, this doesn't even register when you're getting woken up. There's a snake on the door. That doesn't make any sense to a person. Like, it barely makes sense when you hear it when you're up. But when you're dead asleep and your wife goes, hey, wake up. There's a snake on the door. And you're like, what? What does that mean? What door? First of all, what door? Are we talking bedroom door? Like back, what door?
I'm not a snake fan, so that would wake me up in a hurry.
And she was like, the front door. I'm like, inside or outside? She's like, it's on the outside. And then I wanted to be like, well, I'm going back to bed then.
Just keep the door shut.
What do you want me to do? But I was like, all right. So I went and I looked. And sure enough, man, it was all wrapped up. And it was a rat snake, which we've had before. I had a 7-footer in my barbecue pit. And then I had like a
7-footer. That is crazy.
Yeah, it was huge. I measured it after I cut its head off, and I counted. I accounted for the chopped off head too, though. Don't worry.
Now, how did you chop? I mean, were you bold and
all right? So, what, the first one or this one?
Well, you killed both of them.
No. Okay,
the first one that you
killed.
The
very first
one. Seem like you want to attack.
The very first snake we had at our house was a rat snake, and it was in my barbecue pit. We have an outdoor kitchen with a built-in pit. And I was getting ready to cook some steaks, and I opened the pit door, and I was getting ready to turn the light on or to turn the burner on, and I saw something move, and I was like, what the hell's in my barbecue pit? So I went to grab the gate, and I see this tongue shoot out from between the grills. I was like, oh my God, there's a snake in my barbecue pit. So I had to go and I get all this, like, I get some tongs and some other stuff, and I pull all the grills out and the grates and everything. And sure enough, it's a 7-foot rat snake sitting up in there. I finally get it out, and it goes, and it's just getting ready to leave, and it's going through the, and the way I got it out was in my closet, I have a third row up top. Uh-huh. And so I have a long closet pole thing, like to get hook stuff off there. Thing, yeah. So I got that hook, which gives me about a good 4.5-5 feet between me and the snake. And I just poked it till it left. And as it's going through the yard, I just took a shovel and up behind it and cut its head off. Just ran up behind it. And
God, you just sucker punched it with
yeah,
a shovel.
Yeah. And then, and what was weird is I did that. And I mean, as soon as I chopped it, I just took off running.
I can see that.
Because I didn't know if I missed. That's what I was thinking in my mind. If I miss, then I got to run.
Yeah, so I'd be doing that too, though.
I wasn't sticking around to see if I made it. I chopped and ran. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you there.
And then I looked, and sure enough, like it was fine. And so I went back and got the shovel, and then I went to look for a measuring tape because I wanted to measure the snake. And this is what's trippy, is I went and got the measuring tape, and when I came back, it had kept moving another moving 4 or 5 feet down the yard. I was like, what? It's like a chicken. It's like literally like a chicken with its head cut off. It's running around still.
Yeah, they say that. You go to the head of the snake, but the snake's going to keep on going.
Yeah, but I stretched it out. It was about a 7-footer. About 5 months later, I'm out in my outdoor kitchen doing something. I have the little metal doors under my sink there. Mm-hmm. I opened that up. About a 4.5-foot rat snake just staring me in the face. And I looked in there, and there was this nest where I guess a mouse or a rat had set up shop. Obviously wasn't there anymore. So I shut the doors and left it because I was like, you know what? I'd rather have a non-poisonous rat snake than a bunch of rats or mice running around out here. So I let him be. And that was the last time I saw a snake until this morning. Oh, no. I take that back. I saw another rat snake. This was about maybe 7 months ago, and it's actually on my YouTube channel. I'm sitting at home watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear this shrill scream, this, just I don't know. I can't even make the noise. It was so high-pitched. And I was like, what is that noise? It sounded like a bird. It sounded like a bird doing something weird. And I look over, and there's a rat and a snake fighting on my back porch. And the snake won. And as I run to go get my camera to record the whole thing, the snake starts to wrap itself around the rat and just basically chokes the life out of it. And I recorded the whole thing. It's actually on my YouTube. If you just like YouTube Barry is funny. You can watch it. I time-lapsed it. It's about 30 minutes of this snake after it kills it. You can see it killing it, and then it slowly eats it, and I have the whole thing on video. It's about 3 minutes long. It took the 30 minutes and shrunk it down, but it eats it and then goes back home. So I was just like, see, that's why I didn't kill it right there.
This would a situation like that would be one of the very few times I would advocate for guns. Because I'm not cutting no snake's head. I'm shooting
its
head off.
You can't shoot a snake. I'm
shooting it.
No, you better have a shotgun.
You better be accurate,
yeah,
too,
I was gonna
man.
Say,
and also, you're not necessarily in a safe place. Like, what if it's in, like, you know, like a neighborhood where there's a bunch of kids? Or like an apartment complex?
There's kids behind me and to the left of me.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a rat snake. They're not poisonous. They'll bite you if they're really aggravated. But you have to really piss them off for them to bite you. But they're just creepy. That's the problem. You got to know...
You know snakes, because before on this show, you have identified that's this, that's this, that's... I don't.
I kind of do. What I did is, because once we had three rat snakes, I learned what's the difference between a rat snake and a poison snake. There's really only three poisonous snakes in Texas. It's the cottonmouth, the rattler, and the coral snake.
Okay.
And if you can identify those three, every other snake isn't poisonous. Now, they'll bite you, but it won't kill you.
And then the... What's the water...
A water moccasin. Yeah, I think that's the cottonmouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because out in Sugarland.
Yeah, so maybe there is four. Copperhead.
This is the season
coral,
again.
Rattle,
like when I go running around all the bodies of water that they made in our neighborhood, you see 7 to 9 foot snakes, and it freaks the hell out of everyone. But they just say, you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you.
No, and it's usually, I mean, I've been out working in the yard, and a snake has gone past me. Most snakes around here aren't going to bother you. But you just have to know the difference.
And there's a season,
for
correct?
Copperheads, you can tell a copperhead because on its body, the brown markings look like a Hershey Kiss. That's the way you can tell. On a coral snake, the black and the yellow stripes are touching. If the black and yellow stripes are touching, it's poisonous. If they're not, It's not a crawl snake and it won't hurt you.
So you get close enough to figure that out.
No, you can see it from far away. You can be far enough away.
No, because seriously, because the other thing is they said there's a season. Like,
yes.
Ridiculously, right now it's mating season. And then all of a sudden they're gone.
It's right now it's mating season. This is the prime season for snakes right now.
So stay tuned because we have the second part of the story of what happened to the snake that was wrapped around the wrought iron and the glass of the front doors of Laminack Mansion. So we're going to figure that out. Stay tuned and also find out how I had the Amityville Horror meets Freddy Krueger in my kitchen yesterday. And plenty more. We'll probably get to some sports and a whole lot more and find out what happened with Nick this weekend. So the usual suspects just getting started. 3 hours to go and plenty of opportunities for you to join in on the fun. So why don't you do this? 713-780-ESPN where you can text us, you can call us, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's a water moccasin,
yeah.
According to my neighbors. Because I'm telling you, Barry and I have touched on this before. My neighbors don't have anything better to do, so our Facebook page for neighbors only.
Oh yeah, just, you told us about
just
that.
Goes nuts.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Barry's too. Got it yeah. too. I mean, and it's just like now it's like this is a water moccasin. This is a rat snake. This is what you have, and then of course six other people won't read it and go, which ones are they poisonous?
Yeah,
and it says it all right there. All right, so getting back to this now, because we got into the snakes and the other ones you've had to deal with, but now you got one wrapped around your front door in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, 5:30 in the morning, as my wife's leaving for work, she wakes me up, and I'm like, okay. So I go out there, and I'm like, well, I could get the closet pole thing and open the door, but if I do that, the chances of it coming in the house go up significantly. So I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, you know what? Let me just I'll just knock on the door. So I just gave it a little quick knock, and it took off. That was it. Just a little knock on the door, and it slithered down. But then what it did is it got up underneath the threshold, and it stayed there. And so I kind of knocked on the door again, and it didn't like that, and it took off. But the weird thing is, as it was leaving, this is what freaked me out, because I'm still kind of groggy from being woken up from a dead sleep with, there's a snake on the door, and I don't know what door. But as it's leaving, its tail is moving so fast back and forth, and it's hitting the glass that it sounds like a rattle. It's vibrating against the glass so fast that my first instinct was, oh my God, this is a rattlesnake. And then I was like, oh, okay, its tail is just hitting the glass and making the sound of a rattle.
I'm not sticking around to check that out.
But
I ain't
messing with it. It was pretty creepy. Nonetheless, and I'm supposed to get out there today and do more yard work in the front right there. So I was like, okay. But I've learned, like, rat snakes don't scare me as much. We had another little baby went on the back porch one time, and I kind of messed with that one. That was kind of fun because it was only, like, 3 foot, so it wasn't as scary as some of the others. But I tell you what, you get a 7 foot any kind of snake, and it'll freak you out. Those are scary.
See, there's a bad joke in all of this with people that we work with here that other people would make that I'm just not going to do.
So Barry Warner just texted me and said, I would never let lamb cook for me, I guess because you found the snakes in your grill. I just got that text from the B-dub.
I was thinking I would have just fired up the grill and toasted the snake. Just at least you know it's dead.
You know, that's what a lot of people said. But then I was like, I don't have to be removing some dead-ass, burnt-up snake from my grill.
That's what I was worried about. I would think that first, too.
Right?
Because then you get, like, snake guts and snake crap all in your meat.
Below the grid level, right?
The fumes and
here we go with all that again.
The snake boo-boo getting all up on there? No.
See? That's when you got a germaphobe with the grill, it has a new meaning.
That's right. Solo wants to know what's the song in the show intro? That is Black Sheep's This or That.
Good job by Michael Carroll, because I love that instrumental.
It feels great.
It is great. So I hope that answers your question, Solo. Lamont's begging to differ. What do you mean you can't shoot a snake? I'm like, no. I said you can't shoot it with a pistol.
I'm like, shooting it. I don't care.
Bro, you got to get it? If you're gonna shoot it with a pistol, you got to get close enough. Now,
I don't know how to use
shotgun.
Guns, but I'm shooting it.
You don't
even know how to shoot a gun.
No,
you're gonna hit a snake.
I'll figure it
how
out.
How you gonna hit it?
No, you're
a
not.
Shotgun. Well, you don't have to have great aim with a shotgun,
That's
though,
That's what
right?
I'm saying. You need a shotgun, not a pistol.
Someone's got a shotgun in Texas.
I keep a shotgun in the house. But it's not for snakes.
By the time Barry gets to your house to help you, things could get all out of control.
Barry, rush over here now. Yeah.
There's a garter snake on my back porch.
Yeah. Forget snakes on a plane. Nick's got snakes on a porch.
It's 7 inches. Hurry. I can see you panicking like that, too, over a little bitty garter snake.
I would totally panic, man. Forget snakes.
That sounded like Nick's party invitation instead of a problem with a snake. Yeah, so, and from my perspective, here was the fun I had, because I knew you guys were doing the same thing. I was watching the Masters yesterday, and it's starting to get good, and Lisa's in the kitchen, and I hear her scream my name in a way that I have never heard her scream my name before in my life. It is like blood-curdling. And I'm like, geez, what happened? So I go flying out of the living room, flying into the kitchen. We have blood.
What?
All over. It's all over the kitchen floor. It's on the counter. It's in the sink. I go, what the hell happened? And she goes, I don't know, but I got stabbed with a knife. And I go,
what?
Seriously. So I go, time. Okay, so first I just run and grab a towel. I wrap her whole hand up. I put pressure on it. And again, the Latino side of her comes out with like flaming vengeance. Like, you're squeezing too hard. And I'm like, okay, you want to do it? Here, put your hand where my hand is and everything like that. And I'm like, what happened? She was cleaning a brownie tin and it had some stuff cooked on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So instead of using a spatula, she used a steak knife. And it caught, and then her motion brought it right back to her other hand, and it severed an artery.
Oh no!
In her hand.
Wait, is there an artery in your hand?
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Because I'm thinking, like, arteries, main arteries, is this really serious? Like, how much blood are we dealing with? And can she lose blood? Can she, all this different stuff. So in the meantime, I'm like, we don't have time to Google. We got a 24-hour deal, like, two blocks away. I'm like, this just needs to be attended to now.
Yeah.
So evidently what happened was it didn't completely sever, but the knife went in. And then they were having trouble numbing it because they couldn't get... It was so deep, they were trying to get to where the artery was. They couldn't get to that. Then they were like, well, the artery itself will coagulate, but then if it gets dirty, you could lose your hand.
Damn.
I'm like, this is serious. So eventually, she toughed it out, but I mean, look, she was crying, but for good reason, but she toughed it out, and they actually were like, you can bite on a bullet or something like that. She's like, just do it.
Yeah, get
and
it over with.
They finally got it all stitched up, but... Then she can't use her left hand. She couldn't go to work today. I had to do like – then they say don't shower. And my wife, that is not a possibility.
Yeah.
So then I had to put like the Ziploc bag over the hand and then electrical tape as tight as can be so the water doesn't get in there. And she's like, well, I'm just going to – I go, no, I know how you do this. You're going all out. So that hand is going to get wet. So you need to – so literally, yeah, it looked like she had a club. A see-through club on the one hand, because I electric tape so that the water wouldn't get in. Then you got to cut that all off. Yeah.
Wow.
Needless to say, then it was like I was Mr. Mom the rest of the day and night, too. So that was just an adventure.
Lisa's a soldier, man. A cut artery?
No doubt. Yeah,
that's
she
crazy.
Is
crazy.
Strong. Yeah, yes.
Good definitely. Thing you weren't like, you know what? I'm busy right now. You go in there later. She's all bleeding out. And
yeah, but the venom that comes out was like, because I put two, I hurt her by putting pressure on the wound to stop the bleeding. So at the same time, while I'm saving her life from bleeding to death, she's screaming every expletive in the book like I'm doing this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Thank God she was all right. But I was like, and then I got to deal with her mom was like, where was Joel and all this? I'm like, oh, Joel was helping until Satan's voice took over. And then we knew we had it under control.
I tweeted a picture of the snake that was on my front door. So you can go to @BarryIsFunny. And then I'll follow that. You're going to go watch as well. I will tweet a link to the video of 33 minutes and 47 seconds sped up to about 2 minutes and 18 seconds of this rat snake eating a rat on my back porch. Yeah. It's pretty trippy. So it'll all be out there.
The fact that you can speed it up or the fact that the video's trippy?
The video's really trippy.
It's pretty impressive you can speed up a 30-minute video like that.
Yeah, but it's pretty creepy. Like, I'm watching it right now. That's weird. Look, that's creepy. Go to @BarryIsFunny. I'll tweet the link to it. I was on my back
like
porch.
National Geographic, cool though.
Yeah.
When you watch some of those National Geographic
channels. Dude, I'm telling you, we have so much wildlife at our house. We've had a rabbit in the garage. We've had snakes. We had a raccoon on the back porch. I'm like, what the hell?
See, up in Wisconsin, I deal with all that. But then when I move out to the burbs here, when I was living in Midtown, we didn't get any of that.
We had mice.
We had a couple rats the size
mice,
of cats.
I mean, I kind of get that. But the raccoons and the rats and the snake. I mean, in Sugar Land, like you mentioned, they do have snakes. They do have gators.
Well, the gators are huge out in those bodies of water.
You should. I mean, I don't know about the gators, but you're right about the snakes. If you don't mess with them, they won't mess with you. Gators. I don't know what.
I see these. I've seen one in Iran. They're like trying to poke the gators and stuff, and I'm like, first of all, you know how fast they can run when they get on land, and second of all, you have no idea. Just leave well enough alone.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. What are you doing?
I think they can go like 30 miles an hour on the ground when they get going.
Really?
Some
that fast?
Some of them. Yeah. Some
That's
of them
crazy.
Can really fly. They're low to the ground.
Oh, they would totally catch me.
No, I don't know, Nick. You're pretty quick.
The white ones are slow, though. Let's be real.
The white ones, yeah. Ask LeVar. LeVar Ball.
The white ones are more of distance runners than they are.
Not that there's anything wrong with the white ones. They just have to be in the right situation. Hey, right now, speaking of the right situation, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. If you're looking for furniture in the Houston area, there's only one place to go. Everybody knows Mattress Mack's been a staple of Houston, Texas forever, and he's got three locations now for Gallery Furniture. It's the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where he sits at the front desk, puts you in the hands of his quality salespeople, and makes sure you get what you need at a good price for American-made furniture. He also has a new location, locations, both on the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, where it is a huge showroom full of lots of fun and games for the kids and real good furniture for you and your house. And also at Post Oak and Westheimer, off of Post Oak at Westheimer in the Galleria area, there's also a location right there by Kenny and Ziggy's in that Galleria area for your shopping pleasure. But whichever location you go to, understand that you will always be taken care of with good, solid, quality, American-made furniture, two-for-one recliners, Macapedic mattresses that start at $19.99 and start with an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card if you buy one of those right off the top. And they also have American-made solid wood living room and dining room tables and chairs and everything you need for your man cave. It's Gallery Furniture. They do it right. They do it right the first time, and they have customer service before, during, and after the sale. All you got to do is make sure you hit one of the three Gallery Furniture locations, and like Mac says, you buy today, you get it tonight. That's part of dealing with Gallery Furniture. There's no back order slips. They take care of what you need, and they get it to you right away. So enhance your home with solid wood dining room furniture, living room furniture, tables and chairs, anything you need, because as always, Mac makes sure Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Barry and I pretty much covered the eventful portion of our weekend. Nick, how was your weekend?
It was cool. I actually watched a baseball game on replay. I was actually kind of interested. Like, I watched the Astros game Saturday night at the bar on replay. We lost, obviously, and I did say we because the Astros are my team now.
Nice.
Okay.
But just one inning. They were up 2-1 on Saturday. Next thing you know, the Royals.
Painful.
Next thing you know, Gregerson happened.
Yeah, that was painful.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, that's good. I'm glad you like baseball.
Yeah, it was cool.
Do you
to
like
watch
fantasy baseball?
No, not yet. Barry was really getting on to me at the Rockets game. He was like furious at the media table when we went to the Rockets game together because I didn't adjust my team.
Furious. I told him.
He gave you everything to do the other day.
I told him day one. I said, go out and get Greg Holland, closer for the Rockies. You'll be glad you did. He flew under the radar. He went undrafted. I've got five closers already. I don't need one. You go ahead and pick him up because you have no closers and you have no saves. And he was like, okay, and he never did.
Nope.
Three saves in three games for Holland, and I'm sitting at the Rockets game, and I'm like, Nick, what are you doing, bro? Like, you have no point. You have no saves. Go get this dude. So I had to take his laptop from him and go add Greg Holland to his roster, move it all around. I was like, bro, this is ridiculous. And then what does Greg Holland do the next day? Save. So you're welcome.
So I probably, because at that point, I was, what, like third or fourth in the standings?
You're fifth. Fifth. Yeah.
But had I put Holland in.
Had you put Holland in at the time, you'd have been second or third. Yes. When I told you to. because you would have had the four saves and been, yeah. But, and Ike was asking this on Twitter, how does the scoring work? Because a lot of people get confused because it's not like fantasy football. With fantasy football, it's wins and losses. Right. You win a game, you lose a game, you move on, right? And baseball, it's a little bit different, and Nick was asking about it too. So I'll answer Ike's question and Nick at the same time, but essentially, it's the accumulation of stats, and then you're ranked. So let's say there's 10 teams, and you have the most home runs. Your team, through 7 days, has hit 10 home runs, all right? And then the next team has hit 6. So you would get 10 points, and that team would get 9 points, and then it goes on the scale all the way down. So from the highest amount of home runs to the lowest amount of home runs, 10 to 1. And that's how you keep score. So you do that in every all 10 categories, and then it adds up, and you get a cumulative score. Because Ike was asking, like, why was I in second, and now I'm in seventh? Well, maybe somebody had, like, four pitchers go, and they lowered their ERA, got some wins, got some saves. You just – somebody's, you know, hitters may have went crazy and scored a bunch of home runs or whatever, so you never know. It's gonna fluctuate a lot in the first part of the season. Once you get about midway through, everything should stabilize, and then it's gonna be a lot tougher to move up or down. So there's your fantasy.
So we've established.
And where are you?
First.
There you go.
Are you like the only proactive one in the league?
You're probably.
Why? Okay. Do you get why I didn't do this? Because I don't have that much time to spend on that.
I love it though. I love
the daily part of it. Yeah. is an issue.
I love it though. It's like a lot like baseball. Fantasy baseball is a thinking man's game. You've got to be proactive. You've got to be thinking about what's going to happen coming up. And yeah, I mean, not like, you know. Not like football.
Hey, so in the break,
football's for dummies. You just set a lineup once a week.
In the commercial break, we've established that you can't kill snakes with insect repellent.
Oh my God.
How about Clorox?
Nick went straight Trey on us today.
How about Clorox?
How long have I known you, Nick? We've known each other for how long now?
6-7 months, maybe? 8 months?
Yeah. So the show got started September.
Well, yeah, overall got started.
Yeah. I mean, you and I have been full time since February.
Yeah.
But September is when the usual suspect, or when the show itself started. When Travis was doing Mondays and Fridays, I was doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's when Nick and I met. And so since September of last year, at this last break, you literally said the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
How about Raid? Can you kill him with Raid?
See?
And you're still going.
Nick at the break asks, hey guys, can you kill snakes with bug spray? What?
We both stopped in the middle of the conference and looked at him like, you're being serious right now.
Yeah, and I wish I wouldn't have said anything. Like, what I should have said is no, but Nick, next time you could just wear off and it won't mess with you. You can go up and choke a rattlesnake and it'll take off running because you have on off or deep.
Come on, Nick, you've choked a snake before, haven't you?
You see why shooting it is the only option for me?
I see that. You're going to definitely get killed by a snake. You're too dumb to be around snakes.
You let that
I'm
one
not
get
taking
away.
No chances.
And you let that one get away. You've choked a snake before. Come on.
I know where you're going,
yeah,
Joel.
I know. But at the same time, at least when Trey says something like that, about 3 seconds later, he goes, oh, sorry. Yeah. Oasis. Can you just play some Oasis and I'll feel better? No, at least he would go, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean that. You keep, how about Raid? How about Clorox?
I bet you Clorox would do some damage.
You can bleach it to death, Nick.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get the white snake. Get it? Then you got white snake.
Yeah.
And then here I go again on my own. That's how the group got started, Nick. They put Clorox on a snake.
The idea for the group was just some dumb producer on a show one day didn't know how to kill a snake. And then boom, next thing you know, rock band.
And boom, they blew up. They had Tawny Katane on the hoods of cars and it was fantastic.
I can't believe you. Dude, just get a shovel. Although, I'll tell
get
you
a flat bladed shovel, not one of the rounded tipped ones.
That's what I used, was a rounded tipped one, not a flat one.
You did, and you got it?
Yeah.
So you're accurate with
an expert marksman with a shovel. But one thing I wish I had was a machete. That's probably the best way to kill a snake with a machete.
I don't.
Yeah.
You and a machete, that's, oh boy.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that.
Snake killer for
especially
sure.
If you come home and have to walk the cats in the garage one night or something.
I already have a couple of axes, so
you probably need it where you live. Killing raccoons and
I mean, I'm not killing no raccoon. Why not? Would you kill a raccoon?
You just sound like you live in the wild. I'm just saying, what else you got? Raccoons.
We've had raccoons, rabbits, mice, rats, snakes.
No gators?
Bindi is his neighbor.
No gators. What else have we had? That's pretty much it. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you and Bindi been friends? Ever since?
I don't know who Bindi is. Who's Bindi?
What was the guy that the guy got killed? That had the TV show, the animal guy?
Oh, Steve Irwin?
Steve Irwin. Bindi Irwin is his daughter.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing what he did.
Oh.
Cody wants to get in here talking about snakes. Cody, what's up?
I wanted to come to the defense of Nick.
No, don't.
Thank you, Cody.
I'm pretty sure that if you used Raid or like an ant roach spray, like if you set WD-40 on fire and use it like a flamethrower, I'm pretty sure you could kill a snake with that.
So you're not saying that the actual spray would do it, just the flame from the Raid can.
You would be utilizing the spray.
There you go.
And I also wanted to say, go Bills.
Oh, nice.
That would mean Nick is like MacGyver. And no. He'd be pulling out the Raid and a lighter.
You can see Nick out there with a can of Aquanet. Just
I was on the right track. I just needed a lighter. That's all I needed. Funny.
So technically, yes, if you light the can on fire, you can kill.
Oh, Lamont God. Says, dude, I have dashed lighter fluid and gasoline on snakes, and they will flip the you-know-what out. But he's not a germaphobe.
Now, I'm going to say something that's probably going to get me a few letters sent to me by either animal rights people or whoever. But the best way to kill bees and wasps is gasoline. Instant. It is an instant death. It is the fastest death that I've
seen. So you don't light the gasoline. You just throw gasoline on them.
Straight gas. Just my dad taught me this trick. Because, you know, I mean, you guys know my healthy fear of bees and wasps. I think I'm more scared of wasps than I am snakes. Honestly. That's so weird. But, yeah, if you've got a wasp nest, like, on your front porch, and it's not, I mean, like, on my front porch, I think it's, like, 18 or 21 feet high up in the corners. But if it's, like, a regular 8 foot.
Do you realize that people think that you live in, like, Hugh Hefner's mansion or something?
Huh? I don't, but it's whatever. But if you have just like a regular 8 foot thing and there's the wasp nest in the corner, just get you a little bowl, pour some gasoline in there, and just splash it up there. It kills every wasp instantly.
I thought you were setting it on fire. I'm like, yeah, just set the ceiling on fire to get rid of it.
And soapy water stuns them. So if you don't want to kill them with gas, but you want to stun them and then maybe step on them, soapy water, it knocks them down instantly. But gasoline kills them instantly.
Hairspray makes
pretty it slick.
Makes them not be able to fly.
Although if you get gas back in the face and on the you know, your eyes, your mouth are open, then you look like an idiot.
You know way too much about this, Barry.
What?
He lives out in the burbs.
Yeah, you don't live in the city.
No, I'm not a city slicker. Yeah. I kind of am, but I'm not.
Your big problem is after you sprayed the gas or spritzed the gasoline on the wasp and the bees, Nick's coming around the corner with his Aquanet and a lighter.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
Burning it up. Towering inferno.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got plenty more show to get to. Ernest, we see you. We'll get to you next. We've got lots of sports to talk about and other things. If you want to join the conversation, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or call us, or you can hit us up on Twitter. It's at Barry Is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, Chan was thinking what I was thinking. It's Joel, it's Barry, it's Nick. We're back, The Usual Suspects. Chan was thinking, when you said axe, I got a couple of axes in the garage. I was like, oh, the body spray? But no. Chan said that Nick would ask, can you kill snakes with axe body spray?
Yeah, he probably would. And Cody would call in and go, well, you could light it on fire. I'm sorry I haven't been doing my duty and checking the text. So I'm like 45 minutes behind, which is a lot of texts if I'm not staying on top of them. So I'm going to have to go back and catch up for you guys. One of the ones that we missed early on said, Barry, I'm pretty sure your house is on an Indian burial ground. Birds flying into windows, snakes wrapped around the door. You need to call the turtle man. That's probably true, because I forgot about the birds. We were listing all the different animals, and Lamont was like, man, wait till you get like a woodpecker. It's crazy bad. We had a woodpecker. When we first moved in, we had a dead tree in the middle of our yard, And there was a woodpecker that was just going to town
that
on that dead
no
tree.
Lie. Up in Wisconsin, we had an issue with a woodpecker. Those damn birds don't care what time it is. And when they feel like it, it is so loud, you would not. I mean, literally, you would have. You can't even come close to how loud it can be when those things start whapping that beak against.
And then I've got all the birds that still peck the windows. They're starting to ruin my windows, which is pissing me off. Because, like, there's
I
little.
I told you to get those little decal things.
There's little beak prints. I tried. What my stupid ass did is our shower has those. You know, I told you it's got these real high windows that are like just little squares. And you can't even see out of them. Like, they're way above your head. Mm-hmm. But I put shampoo bottles in those. And it's on the street. And my wife was like, no, that looks so
That's
ghetto.
That's a good look.
That's so ghetto. I was like, what? If it works, it works. She was like, no. I'm like, you'd rather this bird just stay out there and peck our damn windows to
Did
death.
Did you put the little spongy thing? What are the girls
the
use?
The loofah?
Loofah, there you go.
Yeah, I did all that. And then I came back in and they were all gone. She was like, don't do that again. No. I was like, well, then you buy something to put in there.
Yes, they look like birds, but they look like they're almost clear. So from the street, you really can't even see them, but the birds can see them, and it should handle your problem. I told you that. When I worked at Toyota Center, in the windows of the second floor and up at Toyota Center, they had these little bird decals that were clear, but it kept because so many birds were running into the windows.
Somebody said, we've had a horse show up in our yard a couple times. See? I can
just
honestly,
use bug spray. It'll I go can away. Honestly...
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's gone.
That's
the bug
so
spray.
Funny.
Oh, boy. All right, Nick, you got another Nick on hold. They want to talk insects. At least the bug spray would work there. Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is actually my profession. I kill bugs for a living, so I can tell you all about this stuff. But the best way to kill bees, don't kill bees.
No,
wasps. You have to knock down their nest.
Yeah, but I don't usually kill bees. In fact, I was out in working in the yard the other day, and there was just regular bees, I guess just honeybees or whatever. I don't know what the hell they were, but they were pollinating, and I was actually working right next to them and surprised myself with my own manliness and how I didn't run screaming from them. I just let them be, no pun intended, and they let me be, and we didn't bother each other.
Done.
But wasps are a whole different thing. I'll throw a gallon of gas on a wasp nest. I don't give a damn. But it works, though, right, Nick? You can confirm that it works.
Nick?
It works. It works. It does.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of the chemicals, you know.
Yeah. But you're saying don't do that, right? In your professional
do not do
opinion?
That. No, no, no.
Don't.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, would any of your chemicals work on snakes?
Jeez.
No, and actually my grandma called me because she sprayed Raid on a lizard, which is about the same thing, and she's like, I think I killed it. I was like, you didn't kill it. It's still running.
No, now it's just
it
pissed
work.
Off.
Yeah.
It's just got a bad taste in its mouth.
Its skin is bubbling, but it's still alive and it's not happy.
That's funny.
It's probably going to come back and bite you, literally.
Yeah, right? Anything else, Nick?
That's all I got today.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the call.
You didn't flex after you were proud of yourself with the bees?
No.
I was
inside, though. I was like, yeah. I didn't want to move too sudden. But inside, I was like, I'm sitting right next to a bee, and I'm not freaking out. Now, again, it wasn't a carpenter bee. It was those little bitty, just the little bitty bees. You leave those alone. Those are good for nature. Those are good.
Dude, you're really educated on this. I'm just saying.
Like, seriously.
I'm
like,
educated on everything.
I don't know about all that, but you're educated on bugs and insects for sure.
I just let you guys think I'm dumb. I do.
I don't think you let us do anything. No.
I am. I know about these things. I read.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about whether it's a carpenter bee or not. I'm just thinking about how do I kill it?
You'll know.
Now I know. Gasoline.
Yeah.
Gasoline.
You got it.
A Z.
Yeah.
You got it.
Lamont was thinking like me, too. When Nick called the other Nick, I was like waiting. I thought at any minute he was going to kick in with that Chance McClain's voice from the Scott McGrath Pest Control. Yeah. I like to kill all kinds of bugs and insects, murder them dead. Like to kill them as hard as I can, as fast as I can, and assassinate them.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. All right, Ernest wants to get in here with more snake talk. Ernest, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, do not use WD-40 on a snake. That does not work. The only thing that works for is to loosen bolts, and to air up a 4-liter tire or something like that, man. That's, you know, come on now.
Don't tell him that. I want to see him get bit by a rat snake and just come in just all mad.
I don't want to see no one get bit by a snake. That is like the worst thing I've seen, like on YouTube. You see so much of that. I think you've had enough, and it actually scares you. I'm really afraid of snakes, and it just really, really bothers me to hear y'all talk about it. But then again, I mean, hey, you know, everybody's got them snake problems.
Wow. Yeah, it's not a pretty situation. I don't like snakes. You guys, you have your bee issues. We've talked about spiders. We've talked about a lot of things. None of that gets to me, but no way. I just don't want to. I ain't messing with snakes. I don't like them. I've been in Vegas and in Phoenix playing golf. And literally, if your ball goes out of the fairway, they don't have, like, you know, rough and then, like, brush and stuff like that. It's just all deserty.
Yeah.
And, man, I've gone close to my ball in the rocks a couple times, and you hear that. I'm like, nope, that ball's gone.
Done.
It is lost in my mind. I can replace the ball. I can't replace the two that thing's going to come after if I step in there. I ain't doing that.
Justin from the 409 said, I beekeep in shorts and a T-shirt. Hell no.
Yeah.
One, hell
All
no.
All right, tough guy.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Two, hell no to beekeeping. I be kill. I don't be keep.
Yeah.
I be get rid of.
Like, did you see? And that's
damn
one
that.
Of things,
what are you, nuts?
How about a nightmare when you see these on the news lately? And there's been several lately where these bee specialists come in and they peel back like the outside layer of the house, and there's like millions of bees, and they said it's like 7 inches thick with honey and
my
all
biggest
kinds of,
fear.
Oh.
My biggest fear is that in my attic right now there are wasps building their own home. Just as big as they want to build it, because I have no idea. That's a huge fear of mine.
Man, nasty as hell, because these bee experts are like, yeah, we've calculated there's over 1.2 million bees that does like this many square feet of the entire left wall of the house, and there's honey in it, and they're just ripping it out like it's old siding and stuff like that. And I'm looking at it going, ugh, no thanks. Plus, I don't care what they're wearing. Inevitably, someone's still getting stung.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. And that's like these idiots that want to go out in Sugarland all the time and wrestle these alligators. And like, there's this, they like tape the snout up. And and then they're like, oh, then they're all tough. Yeah, take the tape off and go do that.
I wouldn't even go catfish noodling. I'm not wrestling an alligator. All of that. I'm no to all of that. I might live out in the suburbs, but I'm a city guy at heart when it comes to that stuff. I'm not doing any of that stuff. No.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Would you go noodling?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Nick, do you know what noodling is? Catfish noodling?
I do not know.
Okay, do we have time, or should I say after the break?
No, you can.
So basically, catfish noodling is when you go and you use your arm as bait. You basically find out where the catfish are and they're usually up kind of near the banks or near a pier or whatever. And you put your arm in the water all the way up to your shoulder usually, and the catfish will basically just come up and bite your arm, and then you pull it up at the same time, and that's how you catch the catfish. That's called noodling.
But the catfish have teeth?
Yeah, and you've got this catfish stuck to your arm now.
And don't they have kind of sharp fins? School me on this.
I don't know as far. I know that, you can get cut a little bit by fish, but usually it's not.
But catfish in particular, though, right?
Yeah, I think they have.
Not if you put WD-40 and insect repellent on your arm
before it goes in the water. Yeah, that's what I'm
going to do.
Totally. That's what I'm going to do.
Completely safe.
Yeah. Usually once you get it under your arm, then you shoot it.
Jeez. More Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins in just a minute.
Don't shoot. Don't shoot the catfish on your arm, people, if you're listening. Please.
No.
I don't need emails to the show. I shot my arm because of you, Barry.
So, all right. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show. We've covered a lot of fun and games. We'll get to some sports. We're going to have Mark Rolfing on, a great golf commentator from NBC Sports. That should be good at 2:15. 2:30 is more movie moments on Mondays with Trey. So today it is what?
Close enough.
I hacked it up again. I know. You guys know what I mean.
Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
That
it's
too.
Goodfellas.
That's a good movie,
too.
All right, so we got that coming up as well. And, of course, we have our resident Rockets expert on hold, so we'll get to that as well as the Rockets wrap up the regular season. They know who they're playing, and we'll talk about that more. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, folks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.